Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Perhaps while King David was in the wilderness, in the kingdom of Judah, in the southern part of the nation of Israel, while he was being hunted down by his enemies, and he truly did not know if he would live to see another day. During that time, he wrote down some of his thoughts, some of his prayers, in songs of praise to the Lord. And some of those hymns can be found in the Bible, in what we know today as the Psalms. And though David was in the wilderness, there was no wilderness in him. There was no wilderness in his heart. For the wilderness that was all around him had become a place of worship for him. And perhaps there is a lesson here for us to learn today. Even when we are alone, and we have been abandoned by everyone, even when those whom we love, those whom we trusted, abandon us, even when our enemies are all around us, if we belong to the Lord, then we are never really alone, are we? We're never really in the wilderness. And so those times can become an opportunity for us to draw closer to the Lord Jesus Christ as he stands with us through those times, through it all. And Psalm 63 was one of those times. And so, in verse 1 of Psalm 63, David says this: O Lord God, Lord God Almighty, you are my God. I belong to you. I have no one else that I can count on except for you. So I will seek you earnestly. Shaher in Hebrew. I will seek you eagerly. Even as I open my eyes early in the morning before the pressures of the day begin to attempt to consume me, I will bow down before you and praise your holy name. For my soul, all that is within me, thirsts for you and for you alone, with an unquenchable thirst. My flesh yearns and longs for you in this dry and weary land where there is no water, where there is no water for my soul. For without you, I would surely die. You sustain my life, my very existence, in the same way that water sustains my health and my well-being. So above all else, I seek you. I seek to know you better, because everything else means nothing without you. And I remember the times, he says in verse 2, when by faith I looked upon you in your holy sanctuary in Jerusalem. And beyond the ceremonies, I was aware of you. I was aware of your power and of your glory. Perhaps One of our greatest losses in this day and age is that we thirst for many things, but we thirst very little for the things of the Lord. We thirst very little for God, for the living God, for his presence, for his glory. For your loving kindness, the psalmist says in verse 3, your mercy, your unchanging love to me, these things are better, he says, tov in Hebrew. They are more precious to me. They are worth more to me than even life itself. I wonder if we can say that about our relationship with the Lord. As it says in Acts 17:28, in him we live and move and we exist. And without him, we will find ourselves in the desert. We will find ourselves in the wilderness, in the shadow of death. And so the psalmist continues in verse 3 and into verse 4, and he says, my lips will praise you, Lord, by my words and by my life. I will praise you. And even by the thought of my death. Because I will still continually kneel before you and bless your holy name in adoration of you as long as I live, no matter how long that may be. For you are good, and you always do what is good. And so I will lift up my hands in your name and in worship and in praise and in thanksgiving and in joy to you alone. Though I'm far from home, still, my soul, all that's within me, is satisfied with you, as with marrow, he says in verse 5. Hedef in Hebrew, with the best of the best. And with fatness, Beshan in Hebrew, with an abundance of good things, of blessing. And so with my mouth, I offer praises to you. I shout out to you with joyful mouth. And I even remember you as I lie down and I'm awake on my bed at night and I meditate upon you in the quietness of the night watches with a sacred song in my heart. Like those in Jerusalem who keep watch in the temple throughout the night. You are my light, even in the darkness. For in those hours of solitude, David says in verse 7, I remember that you have been my help in the past. You've been my support and my deliverance. So even here, even in the wilderness, I remain under the protection of the shadow of your wings. So I will continue to rejoice in you. I sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Davach. In Hebrew, I stick to you like glue. And even if I'm about to fall, David says in verse 8, I know that your right hand, your hand of power, will uphold me. Tamach in Hebrew. You will hold on to me, never letting go of me. The source of our strength, the source of our stability is the strength of God, the strength of Christ within us. But those who do not know the Lord, David points out in verse 9, those who are the enemies of Christ, those who pursue me and who seek my life, he says, to destroy it, shavah in Hebrew, to ruin it. That's their goal. Well, he says they will go down into the depths of the earth, to the place of the dead. They will be delivered over to death, to the power of the sword. They will be a prey, he says, for foxes, shual in Hebrew, for foxes and for jackals to devour their dead bodies. And so they will be gone from this earth. A tragic end to their lives. But as for me, David the king concludes in verse 11, I will rejoice and I will be glad in God alone. And not only me, but everyone who swears by him, he adds, shaveh, everyone who submits to him will flourish and will glory and will sing praises to him forever. But the mouths of those who speak lies and deception and who lead people astray, they will be stopped. Shaher in Hebrew. They will be closed and silenced and held fast in the true wilderness. In the wilderness of eternal judgment, in a lake of fire, forever, without hope, without God, without Christ, Jesus, our Lord. So isn't it time for us to get a little more serious about our relationship with the Lord? Isn't it time for you to come to Christ for the salvation of your soul before it's too late? And you are in the true wilderness forever. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.